Welcome. I'm so glad you found your way here. Today's meditation focuses around a Chinese parable by philosopher Zhenzi. It reads, "Once upon a time there was a man who was deeply troubled by his own shadow and disgusted by his footsteps. He saw his shadow as a weakness that followed him everywhere, and his footprints as embarrassing proof of his imperfections. Consumed by the idea of ridding himself from these flaws, he began to run, trying to escape his shadow and erase his tracks. Yet the faster he ran, the more footprints he left behind. The harder he tried to outrun his shadow, the more stubbornly it clung to him. Thinking he wasn't fast enough, he ran faster and faster, never stopping to rest. His breathing became labored, his legs burned, but still he pushed on, convinced that if he could only run a little faster, a little longer, he could finally leave his imperfections behind. Eventually, his strength gave out completely. He collapsed and died from exhaustion, never having escaped what he was running from. The tragic irony is that he never understood something beautifully simple. If he had just sat down peacefully in the shade of a tree, his shadow would have disappeared. So let's begin by finding a comfortable position. Allow your body to settle into a posture that feels both relaxed and alert. And if it feels comfortable, gently allow your eyes to close. Take a moment to arrive. Perhaps noting nothing to fix, nothing to accomplish, nowhere to go. Feel the support beneath you by noticing places where your body makes contact with a surface, and ultimately, the earth. Loosen. Relax. Allow yourself to be held. And now bring your attention to the breath. There's no need to breathe in any special way. Simply notice that breathing is already happening. Your body knows how to breathe. Your body knows how to be here. The body breathes in. The body breathes out. As you settle a little more deeply into this moment, open to the sounds around you. Sounds close by. Sounds farther away. Receive each without needing to name them or make sense of them. Just listen. And should your mind be struggling with this, perhaps mentally note hearing. Hearing. When the mind wanders, open once again to the sounds. Hear close by. and further away. And now slowly become aware of the body as a whole and open to the sensations present in this moment. The pleasant, the unpleasant, the neutral. Simply noticing what's here. Note areas of ease and those of tension. The breath comes and goes. Sounds come and go. Sensations and feelings arise, change, and eventually dissipate. Imagine with me that you're sitting beneath a large tree. Notice how its roots reach deeply into the earth. How its branches stretch wide overhead. A place of shelter. A place of shade, a place of rest. You can relax. There's nowhere else to be, nothing to prove, nothing to become. For a few moments, you can simply rest in the shade of the tree. How does this visualization affect your mind, your heart rate, your body and breath? And as you continue seeing yourself sitting there in the shade of the tree, I invite you to bring to mind something that's been asking for your attention. Perhaps it's a habit pattern, a worry, a fear, a self-judgment. It might be a part of yourself that you wish were different. Nothing too big, just something alive for you right now. And begin to notice what happens when you bring it to mind. How does your body respond? What sensations do you notice? Where do you feel this experience within you? Whatever you discover, can you be with it without needing to push it away or to solve it? If the answer is yes, simply allow it to be here, just as it is. If the answer is no, I encourage you to choose something less challenging, for our time is quite short. something that you can allow to be just as it is. Something you can get curious about. And as you sit allowing, you might notice a part of you that wants to fix it, improve it, figure it out. Know that this is natural. It's what the mind does. Many of us have spent years trying to outrun the things we find difficult within ourselves. What happens if for just a few moments there's only this tree, the coolness of its shade, only the breath as it comes and goes? Can you bring soft eyes to this experience? The way you might look upon a dear friend who's struggling, without judgment or criticism. Soft eyes, kindness, compassion, curiosity. Begin to gently wonder, what do you want me to know? What are you trying to protect? How have you been trying to help me? There's no need to force answers. Simply listen. Perhaps this pattern developed at a time when you needed it. It might have arisen in response to something difficult. Perhaps in its own imperfect way, it's been trying to keep you safe. What is it trying to tell you? What does it want you to know? How has it been trying to help you? See if you can acknowledge whatever arises. Not because it's perfect, not because it no longer causes difficulty, but because every part of us has a story. And now imagine that you can invite the struggle within to sit beside you, here beneath the tree, not as an enemy, not as something broken, but as part of you. Notice what happens in your body when you make a little room. Little room for yourself. If it feels comfortable, you may wish to place a hand gently over your heart, feeling the warmth of your own touch, sensing the steady rhythm of your own heartbeat. The breath as it comes and goes. And silently offer a few words of kindness. Phrases like, I see you. Thank you for trying to help. You no longer need to carry this alone. Rest here a few moments. Continue to just allow. Allow whatever arises to be present. And now I'd like you to include a stream flowing nearby the tree. See its clear water moving gently through the landscape. Notice how the water moves. It doesn't fight the rocks in its path. It doesn't argue with them. Doesn't demand that they be different. It simply flows. Patient, gentle, persistent. Imagine this same quality within your own awareness, making room for everything. The pleasant and the unpleasant, the easy and the difficult, the parts you like and the parts you struggle with. Nothing excluded, nothing pushed away. Now widening the lens just a little bit more. See if there's more to this experience than you first believed. Perhaps beneath the worry is a desire to care. Beneath the fear, maybe a longing to feel safe. Beneath the self-judgment, a wish to belong. Beneath the sensitivity, a tender and compassionate heart. Allow yourself to see the whole picture, not just the shadow, but everything surrounding it. As you rest beneath this tree, perhaps you begin to understand something. The shadow was never the problem. The struggle, the suffering, came from running from it. Here beneath the shade of awareness, there's nothing to run from. Only this moment, this breath. Only this life unfolding exactly as it is. Rest quietly for a few moments and allow yourself to simply be. Slowly release the visualization. Anchor with the breath. Begin to notice the sounds that come and go. The support beneath you. And perhaps carry with you this simple reflection. Wholeness is not found by removing parts of ourselves. Wholeness is found by making room for all that we are.